Welcome to Discovery Land Online. In our story today, we'll hear about a woman who went to a well to get water and found something else that changed her life.
Yes, and do you guys know what a well is? A well is a place where people can get water from deep, deep, deep in the ground.
Cool.
Did you know there's water underground? These days, people still have wells, but they usually have a pump attached, so the water just comes out of the pump.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But in Bible times, a well was a big, deep hole in the ground,
wow.
And people had to put a bucket all the way down the hole to get the water to drink or clean or bathe with.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine having to do that every single time you needed water?
That would be so hard.
No matter how dark, night or day, God's love helps me not to be afraid. No matter how high a mountain I see, God's love is bigger and it makes me wanna sing. I know no matter what, God loves me. 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 And now my hands are clapping. Tears I may cry, God's love is still here and I'll be all right. And when it's hard to say goodbye and I just don't want to do it, God's love is what I got and he will help me through it. I know no matter what, and God loves you. Say, I know no matter what, God loves me. 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 And now my hands are clapping.
Hey.
And now my feet are dancing.
Okay, guys, that was an awesome worship song, but now game is on. We're gonna play a game where we'll pretend to get water from a well too. We're going to see who can get the most cups out of this pretend well right here before the timer goes off. Are you ready, Miss Evelyn?
I'm so excited.
All right, here we go. Ready? Go.
I'm gonna win, Miss Michelle. Water is everywhere.
I had one go back in.
Oh no.
I know, right? Oh, this is fun. Oh, I got water everywhere. Okay.
This is so much fun.
I don't hear the timer
How
yet.
How many cups can we get?
Good. Oh my gosh, we've got 10 seconds left. Look at this. We don't need a bath tonight, Miss Evelyn.
No, we're taking a bath right now.
Here we go. I need one more. Oh. Okay. Oh, thanks, Michelle.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh no, oh no. Okay,
did you beat me this time?
Oh wait, Jesus fell.
Oh, where did Jesus go? Okay.
Jesus went under my chair. Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
All right.
That was fun.
Guys, in practice, I got 12 and I won. Oh.
But I won this time.
His love will never quit. His love will never run away. Even when I get upset, his love is still forgiving me. And it's all because his love isn't just a little bit. He loves me a whole lot.
You may remember our friend Tat, the curious cat. She's always asking questions, and she has a doozy for you guys today. Are you ready?
Hi, kids. Do you remember me? I'm Tat. I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you want to guess what it is? I'm curious about different ways people can get a drink of water.
What What do you mean by that, Tack?
You know, like a water fountain, a soda fountain, a faucet or a fridge, a bottled water or a well. What's a well?
That's interesting. There's lots of different ways to get a drink of water. A well can be a deep hole in the ground that goes clear down underground to the water. Most wells these days have a pump attached, so people just have to turn it on and the water comes out.
Wait, there's water under the ground?
Yes, we're going to hear a story today about a woman from the Bible who was at a well getting water when she had an amazing encounter with Jesus. It changed her life.
Ooh, I'd like to hear about that.
Well, Jesus began talking to a woman who realized how special he is. As Jesus was talking, she understood that he had come to save us. She couldn't wait to tell people that she had just found the someone for whom everyone was looking.
That sounds so exciting. I'm curious to hear the rest of the story.
We'll find out more when we hear about God's big story today.
That sounds great. Well, I've got some more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Okay. Hey, have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. Have you ever had a meeting with someone that affected you and made you wonder? We'll learn today how an interaction with Jesus can change our lives because Jesus has come to save us. Today's wonder truth is, God sent Jesus to save me. Today we'll discover how God sent Jesus to save us.
The woman in our story today went to get water, but when she met Jesus, she got more than she ever could have dreamed of. Her life was changed. We'll learn today how Jesus changed lives and saves us all.
Awesome. Our wonder truth today is God sent Jesus to save me. So let's do the motions. It's God sent Jesus to save me. Good job. Let's do that one more time, okay? God sent Jesus to save me. Before we start today's part of God's big story, we have to do our pay attention glasses, listening ears, and Ziploc and button those lips. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do those pay attention eyes. Mine are big crumble cookies.
Mine are a big wells.
Oh, cool.
Filled with tons of water.
Oh my goodness. All right, grab those listening ears and click those on to make sure they're on tight and straight. Yep, yours are straight. All right, and on three, we're gonna Ziploc and button. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
Okay, now let's get our hearts ready by praying.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, God, so much for being here today. Help us listen to the words you want us to hear. Help us understand the wonder of your word today. Reveal yourself to us, helping us know more about how we can live for you. We thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus, to save us. In Jesus' name, amen.
During today's story, every time you hear me say the word water, I want you to pretend to swim. Can you do that? Jesus spent a lot of time healing people and teaching the good news about God's kingdom. One time as he traveled, Jesus stopped to rest at a well just outside of town.
Yes, and remember, a well is a deep hole where people came to get water from underground. A woman from the nearby town arrived at the well, and Jesus asked the woman for a drink of water.
She was confused because people who were from where Jesus was from didn't usually talk to the people where she lived. The two towns just didn't get along very well.
Yes, that's so sad.
It's very sad.
But the woman and Jesus started talking. Jesus said that if she knew who he was, she would want to know more about what he could give her.
Awesome. Jesus said he had water, which would last longer than the water in the well. Wow! The woman wanted to know more, and Jesus told her some amazing things that he knew about her life.
Yes, she said, I know the Messiah, the Savior, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything.
Then Jesus said, I'm the Savior. How do you think she felt when Jesus said that?
The Samaritan woman left her water and ran back to town to tell everyone they needed to see the man who told her these things.
She wondered if Jesus could be the one everyone was looking for, the Messiah or Savior, who would save them from all the bad things that they had done.
Everyone in town was amazed, and many believed in Jesus because of what the woman told him.
Awesome. Jesus is able to give us living water because he is our Savior. God sent Jesus so we can be forgiven and saved.
Okay, now for respond time, we're going to sing a song to tell Jesus thank you and help us remember that Jesus came to save us.
We can be joyful and thankful because we know God sent Jesus to save us. We can tell God thank you. That's what we're gonna do now.
Looking out my window, I can see the sun go. And I love to watch the flowers blowing in the wind. You are the creator. There is no one greater. All I have and all I am is all because of you.
The woman in our story today didn't know she'd meet Jesus at the well. When she did meet him, though, her life was changed forever.
Absolutely. We don't have to look hard for Jesus because he's always here. We can always remember God sent Jesus to save us.
Today, we learn from God's big story that God sent Jesus to save us.
Can you hold your hands up? It's time for our blessing. Children, may you know that you are so loved by Jesus. And just as he surprised the woman at the well, he can surprise you each and every day. Just look for him. Thank you, God, for loving us. And children, may you have a blessed week. Amen. See ya.
Bye.